talk live. Take control of the airwaves right here, toll free at 855-453. Is Lego a tool of Satan? Is the story even something more than an April's Fool joke? We will find out more about that here in a few moments. We'll take your calls at 855-453. And with you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Fred is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about Obamacare throughout the first hour of the show. Fred, welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for taking my call and for what you're doing. I've been disabled since 87 and been under workman's comp in California. And that's a horror. And I'm pretty upset about this Obamacare for a number of reasons. One, it's unconstitutional. And two, how can you expect to enter into a contract with Obamacare when you do not know the terms of the contract? That's called a straw contract.
Well, I don't know how the website works, but aren't they just brokering you a deal between the different insurers?
Well, they're basically creating a monopoly of some sort, but...
No, you can go through the insurers themselves if you want to. I mean, this is kind of like that, this is kind of like an insurance agent that will check different prices for you and show you the options and then let you choose between policies, as I understand it. I mean, they're obviously... using taxpayer money, which is a problem.
Right, but what you need to understand is the American Medical Association and the standard of care limits your physician to a 20% profit. So if you go into a doctor's office and you tell the office manager, I don't have insurance, don't think for one moment they're going to kick you out. The physician is going to say, whoa, wait a moment here, because the standard of care, puts up all sorts of procedures he can do, but he's limited to 20%. He knows he can make a lot more money by eliminating the unnecessary procedures and just focus in on the treatment that you need. I've known a lot of people that have walked into doctor's offices and they've been stopped from leaving because they know they can make more money out of the system. But somewhere along the line, this is going to have to be stopped, and it's pretty bad. But thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure, Fred. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I do have some numbers about the Obamacare thing. And are they actually calling it that?
Obamacare?
Yeah.
No, it's the ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act.
Okay, because I'm looking here at Time Magazine article.
It's certainly a big name, though. I mean, that's certainly stuck with it. And they're right that...
I thought that was like what the conservative talk show hosts were calling
no,
it.
No, it's pretty much everybody's... I mean, that's the care is... The term is almost universal at this point.
Wow. Because, what I'm looking at here is the photo, the main photo on the Time Magazine article about the Obamacare individual mandate. And it shows a woman sitting somewhere at some sort of health office. It says, get ready for Obamacare. I don't know if that's, something from her doctor's office or if it's actually some sort of official government information. But I guess what you're saying is the government agents will not be calling it that, but pretty much everybody else is.
Pretty close. I mean, you have to kind of consciously – Obamacare is such a ubiquitous word at this point that you sort of have to consciously call it the Affordable Health Care Act. I mean, because its name seems like Obamacare.
Story from the Washington Times says that a new poll shows that just 26% of Americans support Obamacare, but at the same time only 13% think the law will be completely repealed. The Associated Press GFK survey was completed before the White House announced this week that it had signed up 6 million people for private health care plans. This was written, by the way, on the 28th. 6 million people for private health care plans through the state and federal exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. The poll showed that 7 out of 10 Americans believe the law will stay on the books with some changes. The AP noted that support for the law has dropped 13 percentage points since 2010, when 39% favored the law. Opposition also has dipped 7 percentage points from 2010, when it stood at 43%. The number of people on the fence has tripled from 10% to 30%. So, it's,
but of course, what those people on the fence have seen is a disastrously failed website. Mm-hmm. When's this article from?
This is from just a few days ago, the 28th.
You know, I mean, I'm surprised these people who are on the fence are still on the fence. I mean, this is, as far as I'm concerned, the government just continues to show its incompetence in this. And it seems like people, I never cease to be stunned by what people will put up with from their governments.
I'm predicting a real ID style fizzle.
It could be. Now, this is an interesting thing to bring up here, Johnny Ray, is in the Real ID. What did it require people to do?
It required state governments to institute new federal mandates.
I thought it was like a universal standards for driver's licenses, basically.
Yeah, basically, universal standards for driver's licenses.
Some states did it. Some states rebuffed it.
It was snuck through in the middle of the night, one of these tagged on back of the bill kind of things.
Many state governments didn't like it because there were all these mandates, but they came with no
unfunded
money.
Mandates. And so what you had at that point was essentially a state government revolt. They just refused to do it. Nope, we're the government. We can't do anything that you don't give us tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars mm-hmm. to do. Sorry. And they just didn't do it. And what did the government do about it? You'd think they'd go down and arrest all these people in these state governments, but they didn't.
So down from 39% supporting the Obamacare in 2010, it's down now to 26%. That's a pretty statistically significant drop over time. Limited support for the law is similar to what the poll found in January, when the number stood at 27%. Republicans hope that public opposition to the law will help them defend their House majority and pick up 6 net seats that they need to flip control of the Senate in the November midterm elections. However, again, the supermajority of people don't think it's going to go away, so I don't think anybody really believes that Republicans are going to save them.
I can't say I'm... my grandmother, many years ago, you know, basically said the smartest thing I've ever heard in politics is that she likes to see them mixed in the houses and the Senate and the White House, because that way they can't get anything done. And when they say bipartisan, you ought to grab, you know, you ought to grab your socks and run away, because that's when you know you're going to get it. I don't want to see the Republicans by any means. And remember, I'm an elected Republican. I don't want to see the Republicans keep their house, gain 6 seats in the Senate, and then put somebody in the White House. No way.
The claims that I've heard from old Chuck Boehner today about what they're going to do in opposition to the Affordable Care Act are really tepid. Their battle cry is they're talking about the employer mandate they want to increase the number of hours to achieve full-time status. They think 30 hours is too small to declare somebody a full-time employee, so they want to raise it, and that is their contribution to the fight against Obamacare.
Really going to bat for the little guy there.
The fact is you're not going to get this undone. Once Social Security got instituted, I mean, unless you see a wholesale, like what you're talking about, Johnny Ray, just a wholesale, you know, people just refusing to participate on the wholesale.
Well, and what if the feds, or the state government refuses to participate? Isn't there some level of complicity they have to have in this?
You know,
like running a website?
I don't think they have to have any complicity. They can, is really what it comes down to. Yeah, they can stand in the way, and certainly some of them have been trying to do that. There's a lot of speed bumps road bumps on the way to implementation here. But, I mean, think about trying to get Social Security undone. Here is a program that is... It is a terrible way to set aside money for your retirement. It is racist in that it supports rich white women over poor black men. And this program, you couldn't possibly get this thing undone because it's just such a part of people's lives.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Something that's a part of a lot of young people's lives are Legos. I know I had them when I was young, and Mark is, Jack's pretty into Legos.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So we'll come back. Apparently, one Polish priest claims they are a tool of Satan. Is this an April Fool's story? We will find out here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, April 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,284.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,331.07, $665.53 for a half ounce, or $332.77 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,331.07, $665.53, and $332.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in to the show. Username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. It will be approved. So, again, go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with us there. And, again, Skype username lrn.fm. FreeRoss.org. Ross Ulbricht is the man who is accused of operating the underground black market, the infamous underground black market, the first of its kind that did business with Bitcoin. You could buy virtually anything. There were some exceptions to things you couldn't, certain things you could not buy there. But if you want to buy a bunch of illegal drugs, was no problem on the Silk Road. And so he's been charged with various different so-called crimes. Of course, they don't actually involve a victim, like, you know, selling drugs or money laundering, for instance. He's facing these charges, and of course, we don't really know if he actually was Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the Silk Road. That's just the claim of the FBI. If he wasn't Dread Pirate Roberts, then he may be a man wrongfully accused, and if he was, then he's a hero, because he created something that helped the black market become a safer place. If you think the war on drugs is insane, please take the time to go to freeross.org. This guy is somebody worthy of support. His family doesn't have a lot of money, and he certainly doesn't have access to any bitcoins inside a prison cell.
To the money that he earned.
Because the feds have taken, I don't remember how many, hundreds of thousands of bitcoins, but they took a lot of bitcoins from this raid, or so they claim. And so you can help him by going to freeross.org, and there are, of course, there's a Bitcoin way to donate, there's PayPal, you can cut him a check. Freeross.org, help out Ross Ulbricht and his family with the probably very, very expensive defense bills they're going to be mounting up here. Freeross.org. 855, 450 free. So, of course, today being April 1st, I guess in some places in the world it is no longer April 1st, but in certain time zones it still is. And there have been a number
here in the West. We're still hanging on to April 1st.
Yep, there have been a number of, you know, always fun, entertaining April's Fool pranks that you'll see online.
You know, I color me unentertained. I'm just not entertained by this. They're clawing, sad attempts. The ones that are effective only succeed in adding chafe to the sky of me being unable to find out what the real news is. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I just don't think lying to people is funny.
So you're over this? While, were you ever into April's Fool?
Yeah, maybe. You know, probably when I was younger and more juvenile, I thought it was interesting. But I'm totally over it. I gotta say,
too mature.
I'm just not interested anymore. I mean, no.
Does Jack, your son, your six-year-old son, understand April's Fool?
I haven't even considered explaining to him a holiday where you lie to your friends and confuse them.
Yeah, I never paid attention to April Fool's Day until I was in high school. And I have a twin brother, and he and I would switch classes on April Fool's Day.
That's a good one.
So our teachers didn't know until, you know, maybe when we were juniors and seniors, I think they were all expecting it. And then ever since then, I've pretty much just ignored it. It rolls around, and usually I find out about all the April Fool's gags after they've been uncovered.
Well, there's usually some sort of top 10, right? You can go and at least decide what, or you can read what one person's decision was as to what some of the best ones are.
I'm sure there's some great gags out there. The ones that surprised me today were people dropping bombs about some horrible health event that had happened to them, and then you're shocked, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then, April Fools.
When I saw my Facebook feed with the top three things where somebody got engaged, somebody got married, and somebody got engaged, I'm like, wow, that's a lot of people. Wait a second. And that's how long it took me. And then and then my whole day's basically trying to play defense against everybody's stupid post. I just don't, you know, thanks. I essentially didn't go through Facebook. You know, I spent less time on Facebook as a result of this.
I thought there was a cute one on freeteam.com where they posted that they had gotten a cease and desist letter from Walt Disney Corporation.
But I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's because Robin Hood uses the fox from Robin Hood, Robin Hood, and that was up there. And I thought that was the most well done, but because it was the most well done, it it was the one most likely to confuse people and me. Like, I wasn't 100% sure. I'm confused. I mean, what did you succeed in doing? What have you provided the world by messing with your friends in this way?
Well, you're not necessarily messing with your friends if you're posting something on Freekeen. There are people who don't like Freekeen that read Freekeen. But regardless, you're messing with your readers. You're messing with your audience. And it's kind of the same reason why I run the Onion Radio News. I spent most of the day today, the bulk of the day, cutting up the
If you know it's a joke,
video.
then you can enjoy
well,
the
hold
fun.
Hold on. You don't know necessarily that it's a joke. That's kind of the fun of running fake news. And at least from my perspective, as the program director of LRN.FM, it's my intention to put the Onion fake satirical news in, butting up right against the legitimate news. So that's just to mess with people, straight up. If you know what the Onion is, then you'll be entertained by it. But
if you
don't,
listen to one news report, you will know what the problem is. If the joke contains the fact that you're being fooled within the joke, then there's no then
you mean
not
like
a problem.
April Fool prank, like where it says April Fool at the end? Or
well,
something
yeah, like you know one of those situations. But if you get people all
the Onions don't do that. They identify the Onion at the end.
They basically do that.
No, they don't.
Take a listen to them. All you have to do is have one active brain cell to realize that the Onion is a joke.
Okay, I think that you understand as well as anybody else that people who are listening to the radio have a variety of intellect. They many of them do not understand what the Onion is. Many have probably never heard of the Onion. And yes, while some Onions are certainly obvious satire, there may be others where people are just sort of half listening in the car, and you know they're hearing some sort of report that sounds bizarre and completely unbelievable, but maybe they believe it because it sounds well-produced and newsy.
I don't know. Look, I'm not ready to let
Onions
go.
You've seen the people. There's been news stories out there, Mark, about television stations, politicians, taking Onion articles and acting as though they're legitimate.
It's funny when they do it because these things are so over the top in the stuff they claim.
You and I think so, but we know what the Onion is, and maybe we would figure it out if we didn't know what the Onion is, but they didn't figure it out.
The example that comes to mind is the Chinese newspaper and they had run an Onion story about how Kim Jong-un was
voted the sexiest man in the West, right. In the East or something like that. I can't remember what they did, but they really loved that. And okay, I guess there's certain circumstances when people sort of outside my peer group or whatever.
Language group.
Yeah, whatever it is, they fall for the joke. I'm willing to go for that, but you know, I mean, most of this stuff was just lame.
And today's posts?
Yeah, just what I was seeing. What I was seeing for April Fool's jokes weren't funny, and they didn't do anything.
So give us the good ones. Either call and tell us about them, the ones you saw today that were funny or they were really well produced. Would love to hear your opinions. You can call in or post them on our Facebook page. I'll ask a question here in a little bit on Facebook. What were the best online stuff you can link to show us. What were the best April's Fools? Or April... I always have trouble with this. April's Fool?
April
Price.
Fools.
Can you do it
just
both ways?
Just say the S to the end.
April Fool's Day. I consider April Fool's Day to be a challenge to me and my intellect. They're like, really? This is your joke? Yuck.
We'll come back with more at 855-453. It's free. Talk live.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control right here. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you would like. And you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. Just go to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com. You can get quick access to our live streams. And now the webcam, which is viewable for the first time on mobile. People have been asking about that, and I finally experimented. It took a number of hours and several contacts to tech support to figure out how to make it work, and it now works when you're visiting through your web browser. Go to m.freetalklive.com and click the webcam link there. That'll take you to the regular cam page. So if you want, you just go to cam.freetalklive.com in your mobile browser. Click the window where you normally would to play the cam, and it should start working for you. So enjoy. Go to m.freetalklive.com for our live streams, the audio streams, and the webcam.
Leader Amp is a program that's science-based that is intended to help you to be more productive, to be more convincing in your speech. Now, there's a lot of programs out there, mostly books, advice on how you can be, you know, develop your persuasion skills and that sort of thing. And there's not a lot of testing for effect in the industry at all. But LeaderAmp endeavors to, in fact, do just that. They're gonna test you on, you know, quantifiable scales. They're gonna show you how to get better in those arenas. They're going to rank you against, you know, sort of people in history. And I think it's really a great idea. That's why I signed up for it. Who doesn't want to be more persuasive in their speech? This helps anybody who's in the world. I don't care whether you're trying to be a more effective inside your organizations, your civic organizations, your job, you know, you're in sales, whatever it is. If you can communicate more effectively, you're going to be better at what you do. You're going to help people more. And that's why I signed up for LeaderAmp. And you can too. Just go to sign up for their pre-order at their Indiegogo campaign through. We've shortened this for you and make it easy for you. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com. And amp your leadership. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to... I guess the state rep thought I was playing a joke on her today. I did one of my, you know, Ridley Rampages where I go to the state house and I'll try to ambush interview 15 different politicians in one go.
Awesome.
One bit. And I haven't been up there in about 6 months to the state house, I think. And so maybe they, I don't know what happened, but today I got more pushback, more nasty reaction, I think, than I've ever gotten before.
I love it. I love it when you go, this is Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com, does great video work. I love it when you go in and you hold those politicians accountable, Dave, because you're one of the only people who will do it. We need more people like you getting up there and, you know, asking tough questions of these people on video. I appreciate you doing that.
Well, you've done it some. You're one of the few others that does it. And yeah, I wish that a lot more people would do it because it's one of those things you can do by yourself. But, but yeah, it was just really shocking. The kind of, I mean, I had the security called on me twice. I had doors slammed on me twice and then doors shut on me another three times. And then I had someone threaten what would happen to me if I put the video on YouTube. A lobbyist did this.
Wow.
That video's
what
up
would happen?
Already.
Yeah, what would happen?
And when's it going up?
I watched the video. It's already up.
All right.
So basically, yeah, a lobbyist just, went off on me for taking her picture. And she was just walking down the hall. I'm just sitting there. She's walking down the hall. I take her picture. And, you know, I've taken lobbyist pictures before because they're part of the news process. In fact,
as a matter of fact, these people in New Hampshire, the lobbyists have to wear this, like, orange tag, like hunting orange tag,
mm-hmm.
and to identify them as lobbyists. I would think that for the purpose of that is so that you can know who they are. And, I mean,
that's
why you took their picture.
But they still get out of it too easy because it's hard, despite the tag, it's still hard to pin them down. You don't know what they stand for, what they voted for, what they're doing. It's all kind of quiet behind the scenes, whispery stuff. They don't testify generally. So they really, most of them, I think, get a pretty easy pass for that reason from mm-hmm. people like me who ask questions.
So you went in there, you recorded a bunch of video, got a lot of doors slammed in your face, people being very, very rude. And that's going to be good for your views, I have a feeling, Dave Ridley, so this is good news.
Well, yeah, that's what I was telling one of the security guys was talking to me. I was like, yeah, this is, you know, he said, how's your day going? I said, well, it's going worse than usual and better than usual.
Yeah.
But
right.
the part that I know when I talk about April Fool's, there was, I've been going to, I'm trying to go up to state reps and turn myself in to be arrested, basically, because they mostly voted in favor of this minimum wage, right? And I violated the minimum wage law. So, you know, because I paid somebody less than minimum wage to do something. And so I've been going up to them asking if they'd like to cuff me, turning myself in. And I've only gotten to one so far, and then the rep, just freaked out when I did that, basically. So you'll see that on video.
Well, right. They don't do that dirty work. That's the police's job. They're legislators. So, Dave Ridley, you know, how's everything else going for you? RidleyReport.com, it's been a little while. I mean, you guys, you're still cranking out the videos?
Yeah, it's still profitable because I don't spend any money on it, basically.
Now, weren't you gone for a little while? Weren't you down in Colorado?
Yep, I was visiting Colorado. Got family there. But actually, while I was there, I picked up a new camera. It's not new. It's just a different camera, basically. But it's got a light on top of it. And I think that may have something to do with the kind of reaction I was getting. It's a real low wattage light. It's just enough to kind of light an interview. But it may have sparked the extra backlash that I'm not used to getting at the state.
A possibility. Okay, so technical question, Dave. Does your new camera, is it still a DV tape? Because I know for the longest time you'd been running on this old technology DV tape from like the turn of the century. Have you upgraded?
This is a crazy thing. It's older. It's from probably about 2 years earlier, like 2002 technology. But it looks better. And part of it's from having the light on top of it, and also there's exposure issues with the camera that I had before. So the problem with, I did get a camera in 2011 that was a 2011 camera.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is there's many problems with new technology, and one of them is when you hit press the record button, it doesn't start recording for a second or two, and it wants to make 50 files whenever you go out and shoot. You come back with 50 or 60 files. Which is a pain. It's just, it's still easier to use the old methods.
You think so?
Technology.
I mean, I upgraded to an SD-based camcorder that's, flash memory-based camcorder back in 2009, and I would never go back to DV tape, because with DV tape or any other kind of tape, you literally are... you're dubbing video into a system whenever you're not downloading the video, you're playing it back in real time as you're encoding it into your system. Whereas with an SD based or a hard drive based camera, you literally are just dealing with files and you can move those any which way you like on your computer. It makes it a whole lot easier to offload video. But if you're happy with the at least there's an upgrade in quality, that's good to know, Dave. Are you shooting in widescreen now, or are you still the old full frame format?
I still don't see a way to switch to widescreen. Maybe I'm just an uber Luddite, but there are all kinds of problems associated with playing the widescreen game.
Yeah, let me ask you, Ian here, I've got a question. Why would you want widescreen when it just cuts down on the screen area in YouTube? I mean,
doesn't cut down the screen area. YouTube is built for widescreen.
It's built for widescreen now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, that's not been my experience.
Dave, my offer still stands for the camera, but we should talk about that off the air. I appreciate your call tonight.
I have a question for Dave before we go, and it's about photography in general.
Okay.
What is the relevance of photography going forward when technology is going to allow us to create lifelike, photorealistic video?
That's a pretty big question. Dave, do you have time to answer it?
Yeah, we probably won't.
All right, hang on. Not right now. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. 855 450 free. I want to make sure he has time. Plenty of time. Coming up here in moments, more with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box Talks videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want. We are joined by Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We're going to get back to his call and his thoughts here in a few moments. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. You can bring up what you want. Still to come, one Polish priest is allegedly claiming that Lego is a tool of Satan. That's right. Your child's favorite toy, or one of them, likely, is a tool of Satan. Now, I wondered, is this an April Fool's prank? We'll get your thoughts here in a moment. We'll share the story and share whatever background we can on this to see if we can ascertain what the truth is here with this story. But you can also bring up anything. We do have Dave Ridley with us from RidleyReport.com. He is a one-man amazing
news agency,
video journalist. Yeah, just a news agency all wrapped up into one guy. Professionally trained videographer, but he uses consumer level camera equipment. And what is really one of the highlights of Dave Ridley's work is that, or the strengths of the work is that there's a lot of quality and quantity. He doesn't really put any effort into editing, but just the fact that he's out there, he's ballsy enough to confront politicians. He gets some really amazing footage, and it's a really kind of a window into the world of some activism here in New Hampshire. Although a lot of stuff that Dave does doesn't have anything to do with what the other activists are doing here in New Hampshire. And Dave, you referenced a trip to the State House that you took today. Maybe there were some liberty activists that were at the State House, but they didn't know you were going to show up, and you confronted a number of politicians, and they were not very happy about it. Johnny Ray had a question for you right before about photography, right before we went away. And Johnny Ray, can you recap that question for those just tuning in?
Sure. With as technology grows and our ability to render things on computers, we can really almost create real life photorealistic videos. And, you know, I wonder when people can effectively spoof real life. Is video going to be a credible document of real life?
Probably,
will people be able to believe what they see?
What will probably happen is there will be a window of opportunity that will close on us eventually with this use of video. But I think we also have to expect that we'll go through a period where people can recreate two-dimensional video or make realistic-looking two-dimensional video, but they can't make 3D, like fake 3D, fake three-dimensional video won't work. So three-dimensional cameras will probably become the tool that you have to film something with to verify that it really happened, and a video camera might not be much better than a still camera, you know, in terms of credibility eventually, but that's probably at least 5 or 6 years off.
Yeah, I suspect it's a ways off, but I also suspect it'll happen before I expect it will.
I mean, you might be able to pull it off with a fairly large budget and a huge computing, you know, Pixar-style computer server room to render things, but even today, the best video games still don't look photorealistic. They're darn close, but you can still discern the difference between a video game cutscene, for instance, there's a fair amount of money that goes into developing those video game cutscenes, and real life.
Yeah, there's something... Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, thanks. Well, I mean, if you look at the way people treat still photos right now, it's pretty easy to manipulate still photos, and yet
yes.
A still photo can still be considered very important evidence, and you don't find a lot of people on, you know, Flickr or whatever making a lot of fake photos. There are some, but it's not like fake photography hasn't really taken over, and the fear that a photo might be fake doesn't seem to be super big.
I mean, it's going to be pretty tough for me, even if I have some sort of source material of, let's say, Dave, you went to the State House today, you confronted State House people. These are politicians, they're available in public, it certainly would be possible to take their photographs, use those photos or use video clips of them in some other way. But it's going to be pretty difficult to fake. Let's say the state politician was yelling at you and slammed a door on you. It's going to be pretty hard for you to manipulate that into the state politician flipping you the bird, telling you to F off and that your mother's ugly. I mean, it's going to be there's a lot of work involved in that, and it's still going to look pretty hokey, I think, if somebody does try to pull that off.
Well, they do so much bad stuff anyway. Why would we need to enhance it?
Sure.
Right. And that's really the point is what's the value in what you're talking about? I mean, you can what Johnny Ray's talking about. At this point, there doesn't really seem to be the value. I think you can probably create some really good fakes out there today if you have the time and the energy to do it. But, you know, what are you going to get out of it?
Any other thoughts, Dave? You want to share?
Yeah, right.
Dave,
yeah,
thank you for...
Reduction level of credibility.
Yep. Dave, put the sandwich down, push the beer away from you, and answer the questions.
He's doing great work out there. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Looking forward to seeing the new videos going up on your channel as we speak. Appreciate your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's been here a long time. Dave Ridley
was
before we did.
A long time before we did. I remember him calling when we were still back in the, when we were doing Free Talk Live as a weekend show. He was calling us in the 1220 WIBQ, which no longer exists.
No kidding.
WSRQ down in Sarasota, Florida, when we were in their Main Street studios. Mm-hmm. That's how, because I remember him calling with his poetry. He was going to do limericks or something for a while. I mean, this has been years ago. He's been up here a long time.
That's like a decade then.
Yes.
He was one of the first movers for the Free State Project, which, of course, is the reason why we're all here. Johnny Ray, you moved from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yep.
Mark and myself moved from the west coast of Florida.
Right, and this is the other thing. He moved from Massachusetts, though. I mean, he picked up and moved 25 miles north, you know, so...
And he ended up leaving his... I think he was working for Fox down there for a while as a professional video editor. He ended up leaving that job, and he does the Ridley Report as his full-time gig right now, as I understand.
He does some other work, but yeah.
So go to freestateproject.org. If you want to get together with activists, the quality, the caliber of Dave Ridley and all the other great people that we talk about off and on here on this radio program, you really need to check out the Free State Project. It just crossed 15,555 participants just the other day. We want to reach 20,000 participants. These are people who have pledged like we did, to make the move to New Hampshire. And the pledge is generally that they'll move when the Free State Project reaches that 20,000 number, that there's a five-year window of time in which all of the signers have to make that move. We moved early because I was excited about the things that were happening here, partially because of what Dave was doing. Things that were happening here in New Hampshire really got me jazzed up. I wanted to come sooner rather than later. Johnny Ray, I imagine that was a similar experience for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's just so much happening here already, and this is kind of the early movers have been coming in for the last decade. There are new people coming here every single month, not to Keene necessarily, but all across New Hampshire. A lot of people moving into Manchester. There's people moving into the Seacoast, Concord area, out into small towns as well, and, of course, out here in Keene. There's just so many different choices, so many great people. Over 1,500 liberty-minded activists are already here as part of the Free State Project. People are getting elected. People are actually stopping bad legislation. Not all of it is being stopped. There was some sort of Obamacare thing, I guess, that went through the State House a week or two ago. I'm not really sure what that all entailed. But there also are, you know, some really great news from the legislature, like a repeal of the knife ban that happened a few years back. More recently, the jury nullification law, which actually enshrines the right of a defendant or a defense attorney to actually talk about jury nullification to a jury during a trial, and of course other things that are just stopped dead in their tracks, other increases to the proposed increases to the state that are just crushed because we actually have liberty-oriented state representatives here in New Hampshire. So add to that all the great civil disobedience in the media, like the Ridley Report, like Free Talk Live, media that's being created here on a regular basis, television, radio, newsprint. I mean, we've got the most exciting liberty movement out there. And if you haven't taken the time to look at it, please go to freestateproject.org, check out the website, and join us for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up this summer, late June. I'm planning on being there and looking forward to seeing over 1,500 people. I think that's a reasonable prediction. It's been a solid 1,500 for the last couple of years. You know, we may be cracking 2,000 this year, but at least probably 1,500 liberty-oriented people all hanging out at the same campground together. It's toward the very end of June. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about it. Grab your early bird tickets at porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. com.
Ian, when I was down in North Carolina, I was really dismayed about the level of awareness amongst my peers and the people I talked to, mm-hmm. the level of awareness of freedom itself. Nobody understood what it meant at all. To some people, freedom was an entitlement to a college education.
Or Republicans being in office.
Right. And I wanted to make a difference with my life, so I came up here to be with people who knew what freedom actually was.
Was it worth it?
Without a doubt.
All right, more coming up here in moments. Check out freestateproject.org. Hour 3 is on the way. Is Lego a tool of Satan? That's apparently what one Polish priest has to say, and also, is the story even true? It's Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.